Earlier this week, we heard from both candidates in the Democratic primary for governor. Today and tomorrow, we'll hear from candidates in the Republican primary. Jacob Kaufman, with our content partner KUAR in Little Rock, talked with Asa Hutchinson, the former congressman, DEA director, and undersecretary of Homeland Security, faces Curtis Coleman in the GOP primary for governor.
Arkansas's current tax structure has lower-income residents paying a higher percentage of their income than wealthier residents. Your tax plan lowers rates for lower-income residents, but also costs about $100 million or so a year. How do you plan to make up that difference?
Well, I've focused all of our tax relief on the middle income. You've got to start somewhere, and that's the right place to start. So if you're making between $20,000 and $75,000, you will have targeted tax relief under my plan. It does cost us $100 million of recurring revenue, but we have that surplus to kickstart it, and Governor Beebe has called my plan prudent. He's pretty conservative when it comes to fiscal matters. And so, you know, we balance the budget in Arkansas. That's obviously the first priority. You don't want to drift from that. You've got to fund education, our essential services. But even with that, our tax cuts can happen. And it's really important because my purpose is, one, to help the Arkansan who's paying a high percent in taxes, but also to be more competitive in job creation. What I mean by that is that we have almost a 7% individual income tax rate. Our surrounding states that we compete with are much lower than we are. And so we've got to lower it gradually over time so that we can be competitive in bringing industry into our state and keeping our entrepreneurs. So it's a good start. The motivation is job creation. I think my plan is responsible, it is doable, and it's very specific and targeted toward the middle income folks.
This last fiscal session, the legislature seemed very hesitant to use too large of a percentage of that surplus fund. And I know you can't see into the minds of the legislature, but do you think $100 million of that surplus they'd be willing to set aside for tax cuts?
Oh, I do. And of course, elections make a difference. A lot depends upon who gets elected this year. But if I go in there with a governing Republican, conservative majority in the state house, they've been in the mood for tax cuts. They've implemented a start toward tax cuts in the last session. And so I think we will continue that. The key is to be responsible in the way we do it. Again, that we don't hurt education and other essential services. But clearly, I think they will be supportive of that. And I applaud the legislature because the last session, they could have spent all of the surplus, but they didn't. They kept back $100 million. I hope that it grows this year, if our economy does. So I think that's a good start and a safe cushion as we go into next year and looking at my tax plan that I would want to present.
And could you articulate your position on the private option a little bit? The private option is Arkansas's plan to use expanded eligibility and funds from the Affordable Care Act. They were originally intended for the federally run Medicaid program, but Arkansas has chosen to pursue using those funds to purchase private insurance for low-income residents. Would you have supported that plan back in 2013 as it was coming up and more recently in the fiscal session?
Well, most importantly, in 2010 and beyond, I have been opposing the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. I've opposed it because it's an infringement on individual liberty, it hurts small business, and it takes our health care system in the wrong direction. Now, the courts gave the discretion to the states as to how to implement one aspect of it. They've affirmed all of it. We have some discretion when it comes to the Medicaid expansion. And our more conservative legislature and the governor determined that this private option, which is binding on the private insurance market, is a much more conservative approach. And so I stayed out of the battle when it was being considered in the legislature. But now that they have adopted it, I look to the future, and I see this as a somewhat of a pilot program. It's about half as large it was intended to be. And the question is, can we afford this over the long term? Certainly it's providing some health care benefit to our citizens that are in the lower income categories. It is helping our rural hospitals, but can we afford it over the long term? And that's something I will measure, and to me that's a concept of a pilot program. So we'll address that in the legislative session and look at the cost of it long term, not just for now, but for our future generation.
One more question about that, in particular about your position, as it would have been if you were in the legislature in the governor's office back then in 2013. With the projections they had in mind then that you had access to, were those numbers that made you comfortable, that would have made you advocate for the program?
Well, I would have done it differently. Had I been in charge, I would have devoted a special session of a legislature to this. I would have waited longer. to see how all the changes in Washington are impacting us and what some of the other states have done. So I would have addressed it differently. But I didn't have a vote then, and so I intentionally said, my battle is in 2015. Let's see what the legislature does. They have acted on it. They have passed it. They have supported it. They've funded it now. And now let's see how it works. But I assure you that regardless of the affordability of it down the road, I also want to look at further reforms. To me, any social program, and this is providing insurance for the working poor, needs to be incentive for people to work rather than a disincentive for them to work. And to me, that's a test that is very important and a value that's important in our society.
That was KUAR's Jacob Kaufman speaking with Asa Hutchinson. He's one of two candidates seeking the Republican nomination in the primary for Arkansas's gubernatorial race. Tomorrow, we will hear from Hutchinson's opponent, Curtis Coleman.